Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Everyone, you just heard Gotta Keep Reading by Florida's Ocoee Middle School. I'm author and illustrator J.D. Holliday, and welcome to It's Storytime on the World of Ink Network here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 25th, 2013. It's Storytime can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like or at the same address, or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. This week we have two stories, The Legend of Oinkadoodle Moo by Alan St. Jean and The Adventures of Oliver the Clownfish, Acting Cool by Stephanie Guzman. First we have The Legend of Oinkadoodle Moo by Alan St. Jean. Hi, Alan. Thank you for being here.
Hi, J.D. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. I'm so glad you could come. Tell us about The Legend of Oinkadoodle Moo.
The Legend of Oinkadoodle Moo is a heartwarming story about a farm somewhere down in Texas where live three friends, a cow, a pig, and a crazy chicken. Trouble comes their way one day when a hungry grizzly bear shows up. Their solution to the problem will surprise and hopefully enchant the reader.
Go right ahead.
Here we go. The Legend of Oinkadoodle Moo, written by me, Alan St. Jean, illustrated by Libby Caruth Croc. Somewhere down in Texas, where few men have dared to roam, there's a black and white old farmhouse and a barn that we call home. The farmer's name is Walter. He has gray hair and he's kind of round. He gets up every morning when the sunlight hits the ground. Our farm has just three animals. The cow and pig make two. And me, I'm the crazy chicken here at Oinkadoodle Moo. One day a great big grizzly cast a shadow across the land. He was ugly and he was hungry. I told the boys, let's start the band. Oink reached for his banjo. He's a funny little pig. Moo sat at the piano and started to play a jig. I pulled out my harmonica with all my might released, 'cause everyone in Texas knows that music calms the beast. That grizzly bear came running in. He stopped in front of the pig. He said, hey, do I smell bacon? Oh my, his eyes were getting big. Moo the cow stopped playing. In a bold and angry tone, he said, hey, the mean old fuzzy bear, you leave Oink alone. With a scary growl, the mean old bear turned and bore his fangs. In a southern drawl, he said to Moo, maybe burgers are more my thing. I said, hey, I'm just a chicken, but I'd think twice if I were you. You don't mess with friends in Texas. Don't make me get my shoe. You're what? Growled the grizzly bear. Chickens don't wear shoes. Hold on to that harmonica, 'cause you're about to play the blues. The grizzly growled, the piggy squeaked, moo, screamed the cow. I jumped down on the ground, got my shoe from behind the plow. A great big leather shoe it was, with a curious toe of tin. I raised my little chicken foot and quickly shoved it in. Then, just as I had planned, the sound of magic filled the air. That crazy shoe started tapping, wouldn't you know, it stopped the bear. The beast stood up, and he wiggled his paw as he made the strangest face. Then his legs, they started churning. He started dancing all over the place. When the tapping stopped, the bear got down on all fours and ran out of the door. He returned with his wife and children and some friends, yelling, "Chicken, let's play some more." Oink started playing the banjo as he sung a funny rhyme. "Wouldn't you know, my great big shoe started tapping right in time." Moo the cow got crazy, playing the piano with his feet. He grabbed the mic and sang with Oink a song that was southern sweet. Knock, knock, knock came from the door. It was the farmer and a tiny mouse. That sweet old man and his little pet brought their drums and rocked the house. We played until the sun went down, and then we played some more. The old farmer ordered food for all from the local pizza store. And now you know the story about new friends and a funny shoe. One day we'll be a legend here at Oink the Doodle Moo. The end.
Wonderful story, I got to tell you. Thank you, Alan, really. Can you tell us where people can buy Oink the Doodle Moo?
It's brand new. It has a release date of June 25, but we just activated the book on my website. So listeners to your program, if they go to my website, which is simply alanstjean.com, should I spell it?
Yes, you can go ahead and spell it.
Okay, it's alanstjean.com. And on my website, you can purchase the book. The link is now active. The books are in, and your listeners will be actually the first people who are able to purchase this book.
And it has a CD with it, right?
Yes, it comes with an audio CD where I read the story, and then there's a bonus track where I also write music. I don't think I mentioned that. And I put a song. Every time I write a picture book, I put an audio CD in, and there's a bonus track of a song that goes with the story.
Okay, well, that leads me to my next question, and that is, what other books do you have?
Well, I have three other picture books called the Daydreams Collection, and they are all about a boy named Ralphie, who's 8 years old, and he's got a crazy imagination. His imagination sometimes gets him into trouble, and sometimes gets him out of trouble. I also have a medieval trilogy for intermediate readers, say from grades 3 through 6, called Aiden of Oren. And then I have there's a new young adult thriller for a middle school and high school kids called The Chronicles of Oren. And they can all be found at my website.
Okay. And people can find you at your website, and that's alanstjean.com. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alan, for being here and reading Oink a Doodle Moo to us. It was a fun story.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Okay. Our next story is The Adventure of Oliver the Clownfish, Acting Cool by Stephanie Guzman. Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for being here.
Hi, JD. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm glad you could be here. Tell us about Oliver the Clownfish.
Well, this book, came out of the idea that I wanted to teach children how to deal with difficult situations as they come up. So in this book, we're going to find that there's a dolphin who doesn't look like a normal dolphin. And while at school, no one wants to be friends with her because she looks different. So I think we should probably read to find out if someone will be her friend, even if that means that they might not be cool. Are we ready?
Go right ahead.
All right. Okay, here we go. The Adventures of Oliver the Clownfish, Acting Cool by Stephanie Guzman, illustrated by T.D. Deep in the salty ocean, there lived a clownfish named Oliver. Today, Oliver was excited. New neighbors were moving in on Whale Watch Lane. He called his friend Paul the Puffer. "Hi, would you like to meet our new neighbors?" "Sure, I hear they're dolphins." "I've never met a dolphin before," replied Paul. "That makes two of us," said Oliver. Later that day, Oliver and Paul swam over to meet the new neighbors. A dolphin, whose body was covered in neon shapes, came to the door. "Hello," said the dolphin. "Hi, my name's Oliver, and this is Paul. We're your neighbors." "It's great to meet you," said Oliver. "My name is Dolly," she replied. "When does school start at Fishtail Elementary?" asked Dolly. "In 2 weeks." "What grade are you in?" Oliver asked. "I'm going into third grade," replied Dolly. "Wow, the three of us will be in the same class," Oliver said with delight. Oliver heard his mom outside calling him. "We have to go, Dolly," Oliver said, "but I'm sure we'll see you soon." "Bye," said Paul. "Thanks for coming over," Dolly said, waving happily as they swam away. As Oliver and Paul left, they thought about how different Dolly looked. For the last 2 weeks of summer, Oliver, Paul, and Dolly played together almost every day. They enjoyed playing catch the seashell, bring around the starfish, and many other fun games. On the first day of school, Oliver and Paul swam with their friend, Dolly the seahorse. "Hey, did you hear a dolphin is going to be in our class? I heard she looks funny. She even has neon-colored shapes all over her body, and she even has yellow hair." "Who would want to be friends with someone who looked like that?" questioned Sally.
"I don't know. Not me," Paul answered, pretending he didn't know Dolly.
"How about you, Oliver? Would you want to be friends with someone who looks so weird?" Sally asked, glaring at him. Oliver said in a very soft voice, "Well, I guess not." Going into the classroom, Oliver turned away when he saw Dolly sitting in the back of the room. He didn't want her to see him, but she did. Dolly came up to Oliver and Paul.
"Hi, I'm so glad to see the two of you," she said.
"Yeah, whatever," Paul said. Dolly and Paul began laughing.
Dolly looked at Oliver, confused and upset. Oliver really wanted to be nice to her, but he knew his friends would make fun of him. Oliver was not sure what to do, so he looked down and he ignored Dolly. Dolly swam away sadly. She didn't understand why Oliver and Paul were being so mean to her. "They played with me last week," she thought. Dolly had hoped that things would be different from her old school. They didn't like her there either. Dolly prayed that night, "Please help me to be proud of who I am on the inside and not worry about what I look like on the outside. I really want to be friends with Oliver and Paul. They were so nice to me before school started." But at the same time, Oliver thought about what had happened in school, and he thought about what he could do to make things right with Dolly. The next day at school, Mr. Tang, the teacher, gave them a project to do. "Your job as a team of four will be to collect many shells and compare them. You will share your project with the class next week. Please get into groups," Mr. Tang instructed. Oliver, Paul, and Sally looked around to find another fish for their team. It appeared as if everyone was already matched up, everyone except Dolly. Sally looked over at Oliver. "This is awful. The only fish left is that new weird dolphin. We're not going to be cool if she joins our group," Sally said angrily.
Mr. Tang told Dolly to join Oliver's group. The four members sat there without saying a word. Dolly was the first to speak up.
"I know you don't want me to be in your group, but we have to work together. I think we should get started.
Sally retorted, pretending like she didn't even know that Dolly was there.
"I'm not working with her. She probably doesn't even know anything about shells. How can she help us?"
"I'm not working with her either," said Paul.
Finally, Oliver had enough. "Wait," he yelled. "This is not right. Sally, you don't even know Dolly. Paul, you had fun playing with Dolly over the summer. I just don't understand why everyone cares so much about being cool, especially if it means hurting others."
Oliver turned to Dolly. "I'm sorry for hurting you. You never did anything to make me not want to be your friend, but I can understand if you don't want to be friends with me."
"Oliver, thanks for your apology. I really do want to be friends with you, all three of you.
I can't help it that my colors are so big and bold or that I have yellow hair, said Dolly. Sally and Pa decided that Oliver was right. They began working on the project, and after completing the project as a team, they all received A's. Sally started to see Dolly for who she really was, a kind dolphin looking to make new friends. Oliver, Paul, and Sally learned that acting cool isn't always cool. Making friends is more important. The end.
Wow, thank you. That's a very good story for kids to hear, especially nowadays, it seems. Can you tell us where people can buy The Adventures of Oliver the Clownfish Acting Cool?
Oh, sure. People can buy the book at Amazon.com or at my website, which is www.olivertheclownfish.com, and everything's lowercase.
Okay. And I know you have other books. What are your other books?
Yes, I do. This is just one in the Oliver the Clownfish series. Another book in the series is titled Invitation Slip-Up, and it's about, of course, the clownfish named Oliver that doesn't think he's going to be invited to his friend's birthday party. The third book I'm excited about, called Sticky Fins, is actually going to be coming out June 15th, so we're almost there.
Yeah.
And in this story, there's an octopus, and this octopus's name is Ozzy, and because he has so many legs, he happens, or arms, whatever you want to say, that he takes things that don't belong to him. So I'm trying to teach boys and girls how to deal with that kind of situation.
Right. That's very good. Okay. And why don't you give the website again? Tell people where they can find you on the web.
Okay, wonderful. You can find out more about me and about my books at my website, www.oliverthclownfish.com, or also on my Facebook page, which is, of course, facebook.com/OliverTheClownfish. And every week on my Facebook page, I'm sharing a different exciting reading or writing strategy for families so they can try it out at home until we, you know, get to the wonderful revealing of the third book. But I think it's working so well, I'm going to keep doing that. So if you want to hear some, you know, fun things that you can do at home with your family, then please make sure to like my Facebook page, and I will make sure I get those strategies to you.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here and reading The Adventures of Oliver the Clownfish, Acting Cool. You'll have to come back, and so will Alan, and read your other stories. So let me see. Okay. This week we have Book Picks, a book review with author and illustrator Aggie Wilson. Hi, Aggie.
Hi, Judy. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
What book are you reading today? What book are you reviewing today?
I'm reviewing The Interrupting Chicken by David Ezra Stein. Candlewick Press, 2010, 40 pages, and it was a Caldecott Honor winner. Hmm. Would you like me to begin?
Sure.
Okay, it's bedtime at the chicken house. Papa Chicken is doing his fatherly duty, reading bedtime. But wait, what about me, Little Red Chicken? I was going to get to you. Don't worry, Little Red Chicken. Anyhow, after poor Papa literally exhausts his stories, Little Red takes the entire matter into his own hands. This is a humorous idea, both as a story, and the illustrations are funny, and they are a delight to read, as Stein fractures as many fairy tales as possible within a picture book. Little Red perfectly mirrors any child who likes knowing stuff or just loves stories. The story begs to be read in character voices because the text runs from formal, traditional voice to hysterical nonsense. It's a wonderful introduction for young children of the form of farce, and it's also really great for the adult's inner child's ego. It's perfect for the inevitable multiple bedtime readings, and I would give this book 5 bunnies.
Okay. Okay, Aggie, that's very nice. Now tell us about your books. You have a book out, and you have another one coming.
Yes, I do. Nana's Gift is out right now, and you can get it on Amazon and various online sources. And that's a story of Darley, who is left with her Nana for the weekend, and she's not really sure she wants to be there, but she ends up, it wasn't a bad thing at all. And the other one is Duke Day for Annie, which should be out sometime later this summer. And that will be through the same venues, I believe.
Okay.
And anybody who's interested in, I'm sorry?
That's good. Go ahead. Finish.
Anybody who's interested in seeing my work, you can go to my website at www.aggiewilson.com.
Okay. Now, but you do have some books you've illustrated that you have not written, right? Why don't you mention those books? Just mention what they are.
I had done cover work and Windows of Gold for Mary Ann Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm trying to think. I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared.
Margot Fink?
Yes. Well,
Margot Fink books.
I'm in the middle of illustrating some picture books for her, but she also has mid-grade books, and I've done the covers for those. And that was Thelma Hill, The Revenge of Thelma Hill, and the other one is Down Under Calling.
Right, that's the newest one by Margot.
Yes.
Margot's been on the show 4 times now, so I just wanted to get that in. Okay, Aggie, well, thank you so much for your review today. And again, I want to thank Alan and Stephanie for being here and reading their wonderful stories to us. Our time is just about up. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. The show site is storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. And you can hear all the World of Ink Network shows at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork. Upcoming shows include on Monday, May 27th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, join author and host V.S. Grenier for Stories for Children show. On Thursday, May 30th at 2 p.m. Eastern, join Fran Lewis on Book Discussion. And watch for Marcia Casper Cook on A Good Story is a Good Story, What is Success? Family Matters, and the Writing Mama Show with award-winning author and editor V.S. Grenier, and The Right Step with R. Jeffries. You can find out more about the authors of the hosts of the network on authorsofworldofinknetwork.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening. The next show is June 1st with 2 stories. One is Can You Help Me, Please? I Am Lost, by Marjorie Simmons, and Sneezy Wheezy Day by Sharon Kramer. Bye now.